Love Line.
It is the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician, addiction medicine. Tonight our guest is Filter. We're just combing over the caverns of our mind, trying to figure out when Filter was in here last. I know it was in support of the Platinum Short Bus CD. I remember that, and therefore it must have been about 4 years ago. Jeez. Gino and Steven are both here.
What's up? What's happening?
And it's 4 years since Short Bus, right? So this is Title of Record, which is the latest Filter CD. There hasn't been one in between.
Nope. Just a lot of movie soundtrack work.
Right. Well, so you've been paying the bills and touring.
We toured for 2 years on Short Bus. So that was what ate up 2 years, and then we built a studio in Chicago.
My favorite thing about the fact that they haven't been here in 4 years is that both you and I thought it had been 4 months. That's really the most amazing thing.
To be fair to me, I was thinking more 4.5, okay, 5 months.
Okay.
But no idea. Well, the worst case scenario is that you say to a guest who was here 4 months ago, hey, didn't we see you about 4 years ago? So I think we like to err on the side of...
Or like we usually do.
You hey, how are you?
Correctly.
When's the last time?
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you guess a woman's weight, go light. You know, don't go heavy. Or when someone says, hey, guess how much I got this sweater for? You don't want to go, you don't want to burst their bubble and go $3. Yeah, you go high. You make them feel good. That's what we do here on Love Line.
That's good advice.
We make everybody but the callers, listeners, and guests feel good. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
And ourselves,
of course.
And, of course, ourselves and our immediate family.
Whatever.
I have a, before the extensive Filter interview begins, which will consist of, where'd you guys get your name? Okay, let's go to some calls. I got to give out something I haven't done, but I got to plug this away. We're having a man show trampoline cattle call.
What? Short juggies?
We're getting girls. No, we got plenty of juggies. We need girls to jump on the trampolines.
I thought that was juggies that did that.
No. We're taking the trampolines to the streets, and we'll be at... Jesus, what's become of my life? Saturday, we're going to be out in Long Beach with the trampoline and the camera crew, and we're going to get you on that trampoline. That's you, Drew, but you, the foxy female listener. And you're going to hop on down, and we're going to make a star out of you. That's how Marilyn Monroe broke into the business. I don't know if you know that. She was a trampoline girl. So write this number down, 323-769-5538. 323-769-5538. I'll give that number out later because we got to get the chickadees out there. Now, Filter, where'd you get the name? let's see. I think I'll give some... Filter. Does everyone live in Chicago? Is everyone from Chicago?
No. Actually, Rich and Frank are from Cleveland originally. But they're honorary Chicagoans now. They've lived there for 5 years. And
that's right.
They've eaten enough at Gene and Giorgetti's to qualify for Chicago citizenship.
I'm so jealous.
And Norbell's, too.
So jealous of people that get to live in a real town.
With a real usable downtown.
With real seasons.
It's like restaurants
seasons. That's right.
And, you know, mass transit. I mean, imagine being able... Hey, here's a fantasy for all you L.A. people. Imagine on a Saturday night going downtown, tilting a few beers, and then taking some form of public transportation home. You know what I mean?
Where has that happened?
No, it's never happened. I mean... You'd get rolled, you'd get arrested, you'd get everything but home. Impossible. I'll give some of the dates and locations that Filter's going to land, and we'll also hear something off of their new CD. But first, we'll go to the phones. Zach?
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Drew and Adam.
Hey, you're 15, you sound like 45.
Yeah, well, it's all the same.
What's fun?
No, but I was wondering, my question for Dr. Drew. I had a party last weekend, and my girlfriend was giving me head, and I happened to ejaculate in her eye, and I have gentle herpes. I was wondering if it would be possible for her to get herpes of the eye.
Ooh, that's very interesting. You actually can, and it can be, and it is devastating when it happens, but you'd have to be having an outbreak.
Oh, all right.
I mean, not have to, but generally speaking.
Wait a minute. He has genital herpes.
And it's not typically carried in the semen.
Zach's great. He's 15. He sounds like a merchant marine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was banging this Korean bitch when we were on leave.
Exactly. I was in Bangkok.
Anyway, the whore started complaining because I got a little something in her eye, so I grabbed my gunny sack and I made for the ship, you know. It's considered international waters just to get on the ship. And anyway, I traded a carton of cigarettes for this other bitch, and... Zach, you're 15.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, I'm 35. I've managed to dodge the genital herpes bullet. How is it that you picked it up by the tender age of 15?
I don't know.
No, I hear you. Yeah, okay.
Too much.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. Sorry. A little love line recreation. Go ahead, give me the question.
So, Zach, how is it by the tender age of 15 you contracted that herpes bullet?
Well, that about says it all.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, so you can't transmit it through semen, can you, Drew?
If you had an outbreak, there's a lot of virus now when that happens. The eye is a particularly easy place to get it. It is bad news. Like it's bad. Chronic and cause all kinds of problems.
It's worse than pepper spray.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't hurt immediately, but it will be worse than pepper spray when it breaks out.
It'll put a 300-pound man down, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. That's what happened to Sammy Davis Jr. They had that glass eye.
Was it his semen or somebody else's? Or yours?
I don't know. I think it was Frank. Brian?
Yo, what up?
You're 20.
Hey, how's it going? Dr. Drew, Adam, you guys are the bomb. Adam, I would say you're the like Snoop Dogg.
The what?
And,
the shiznit.
The shiznit?
Yeah,
are you allowed to say that?
Is that like mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's my rap name, mayonnaise.
Hey, did you guys show the, who saw the video of you at Snoop Dogg's house all stoned?
Oh, it's going to air.
Oh, I want to see it. Is it going to be on the man show?
Yeah, it'll be on the man show.
Oh, awesome, man. That man show is just something
else. It won't be for a few months, but I saw it the other day. It's pretty funny.
Oh, you saw it? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
anyways,
I get to see things early.
Dr. Drew, I have a question. Lately, in the evening, well, like, I usually smoke a lot of bud.
Yeah, no ass.
A lot of green bud, anyways. In like the nighttime, my chest starts to like feel like, you know, getting shortness of breath.
Right, which is what that, you know, the pot will do you, it will give you chronic bronchitis better than cigarettes. And
there's
evidence now that it will also cause emphysema, lung cancer, and just recently associated with cancers of the mouth and tongue.
And I also have another question. I have all these little red bumps on my chest, these really small ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if that's if that's related to anything like a bacterial meningitis.
Why would you come up with meningitis? You have a rash and you jump right to meningitis.
He was stoned and watching the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
No, because I came in contact with a nurse who came in contact with a guy who died of meningitis. He's only 22.
Yeah.
And he came in too late to the doctor's office or whatever.
Right.
And they took him straight to the hospital and he died in the ER.
So basically that story freaked you out is really what this is about. All kinds of rashes cause red bumps. A dermatologist needs to look at that. Meningitis, you'd be
sick.
But
doesn't that make your, like...
Nah, don't argue with him. You'd be sick.
There are small little purple, how can I describe them to you? Little nodules you can get in with meningitis. Little purple dots almost they look like. And they're asymmetric. They usually occur in the extremities, often down the lower extremities. And that's in the throes of an acute illness with high fevers, extreme headache, neck stiffness, and confusion.
All right, let me ask you, all things I suffer from, by the way, let me ask you something about marijuana versus pot smoke.
What?
Marijuana.
Cigarette.
Versus cigarette smoke. Speaking of being high. Oh, man. Here would be my layman's guess. I would guess that marijuana smoke itself isn't much more dangerous than the... as far as a carcinogen goes, or to the respiratory system, than cigarette smoke. But it's the way you smoke it. I mean, you smoke. I mean, people smoke cigarettes while they're talking on the phone and jogging and stuff. When you smoke pot, it's like,
yeah.
And then you try to hold it in and you try to get as much in as you can. You try to keep it in as long as you can.
It's worse for your airways as far as that goes. But people smoke cigarettes all day long and get the problems that people get smoking pot twice a day.
Yeah, but think about, I mean, it's like
booze.
I
mean, how you do it.
But let's and maybe this isn't right, maybe it's not analogous, but let's say you have a couple glasses, you can have a couple glasses of wine a night for the rest of your life and not have any effects,
yeah.
Or you can drink a gallon of wine every night and be in pretty bad shape in 10 years, right? Isn't sort of the same thing? Thank you.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's the same.
Well,
as
we got to go to the phone. Erica, I think the band knew I had a point somewhere along the line there. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, whatever you say. We're still testing those theories. Our studies are not complete.
The band
we'll
is
get back
not
to you
in.
On that.
Erica?
Hello?
Erica, you're 18. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm recording.
Okay.
Okay, my question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Every time I masturbate, a little urine comes out, and I was wondering if it was normal.
It's not normally abnormal, but it's common.
It's common?
Yeah.
What causes it?
It's just one of those things when the muscles contract, you loosen up in the bladder neck, and something comes out.
Okay.
It's part of the contractions of the pelvic musculature associated with orgasm for some women.
Okay, thank you. Can I say hi to the band?
Hey, right here. What's going on?
Richard? Man, I love you so
Richie's
much.
Richie's not here. Not here. Sorry, hon.
Where's he?
Chino and Steven are here.
We'll pass it along to him, though.
Oh, man.
Oh man.
No,
what?
I love you guys, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm going to see you guys on Saturday at the Warfield. I can't wait. You guys are awesome live.
Cool. Thank you.
We can't wait to be there.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
I'm guessing she was calling from San Francisco, and by the way.
Yeah.
That'll be, what day is it, the Warfield?
Saturday.
What the hell's the date today?
Today's the second, right?
Today's the second, right?
No.
Wait a minute.
Today's the first, all right.
Leap year.
Wait a minute. Why does this say 3-2 at the Warfield in San Francisco on my...
That's tomorrow.
No, but what day is it today?
Oh, that's...
It can't be Saturday.
That's off.
A little typo.
That's right. Normal.
Yeah. Coles?
Hey.
You're 16.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, do you guys play All Age shows?
That's a good question. We do sometimes. More often than not, though, they're 18 and over. Or actually, they're mostly 21 and over.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you guys think it's like a bad influence for younger kids? Like you two, Adam and Dr. Drew, if you guys thought it was like a bad influence.
For what?
What do you mean, our music?
No, not your music. Like the if kids went to an all age show, you know, like because you know some adults would like sneak in drugs or something. I was just wondering if you think it's like a bad influence because
it depends on the show, it depends on the kid, it depends on how much supervision they have, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's cold. Yeah, I mean we've had shows where the parents are there.
Yeah, I was gonna say I really believe the ultimate issue is the parenting, not the society in which the parenting is being done. It makes it more difficult to do good parenting when you have to... I said there was an interview I just found out tonight with me in People Magazine about my unhappiness with primetime television. My kids and I were sitting down on the TV watching Friends, and I thought, you know, it's just tame stuff. Oh, no. I mean, it's references to pornography, references to every third sentence is something.
Well, your kids are six. They shouldn't be watching TV. They should be in bed by the time the street lights are on.
You've got to do the parenting. The parenting's being done. It's,
Well, speaking of parenting, I had a bizarre situation happen last night. I was at the Korn concert last night at the in Anaheim. That's why I was a little bit late to the Loveline gig. I was filming something for the Man Show, and I was decked out in full Korn garb because the bit was behind the music when me and my partner Jimmy were in the band Korn way back when. And I had dreadlocks, and I had nose piercings and lip piercings, and I was hardcore all the way. And so was Jimmy. And at a certain point, even though I was walking around that way, people recognized me. It was kind of bizarre and a testament to my immense celebrity.
Please.
Kids were stopping me. So these kids stopped me that were in a luxury box up top at the Anaheim Pond. And they said, oh, my God, Adam. Oh, Jimmy, hey, come in here. They're a bunch of, like, 14-year-old kids. And there was a luxury box, and it was about 15, 14-year-old kids and their two parents, which looked like they just got off a bus from Indiana, you know, like... You know, well into their 50s, sitting there at the Korn concert.
Wow.
And then the parent, and so the kids were like, oh, my God, it's Adam. Oh, it's Jimmy. Come here. Mom, Dad, this is Adam and Jimmy. And they're like, oh, who are these guys in their mid-30s with the lip piercings and the dreadlocks and the Korn sweatshirt and the chains all around their neck? And so the kids are like... These guys are on TV, and their parents are like,
why?
And music was playing, and I couldn't really, like, I wanted to, like, explain to them, listen, I'm with you. I'd rather be home napping myself, don't get me wrong, or watching Hee Haw or the 700 Club. This is all a get-up. There's no context to it, and it wasn't worth explaining to them, but the kids were going nuts that were in their luxury box. So we watched Korn
in the luxury box. That's great.
It was a good show. And, geez, they're, like, blowing up the stage and doing all that important rock and roll stuff. Michelle?
There you go.
Hello.
You're 22. What's up?
I am. I just want to know if it's because I'm not very experienced and I haven't had a lot of stuff done to me or not, but whenever I do, I don't really have much feeling. Like, my breath, I don't have feeling. I can hardly tell when someone's touching me or if someone is inside me. I can't really feel that anything. So most of the time I'm just like, okay.
Anything we should know about your medical history or body makeup?
No. I'm a virgin.
Are you? Yeah. Well, how do you know it feels like having somebody in you then?
Well, I've had other things in me.
You have? Like a curling iron, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you had in you?
Fingers.
Oh, I see.
Vibrators.
Still attached to the hand? Yeah. What the vibrators?
I mean,
wow.
Are you smoking a bunch of pot?
No.
Because you've got that laugh.
Are you an avid bicyclist?
No.
That causes defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Good question, though. Are you religious?
No.
Are you overweight?
Am I what?
Overweight.
You're fat.
Oh.
True, please.
No.
Have you ever been sexually abused?
Not really.
So what was it that not really happened?
When I was like 8 or 9, my babysitter had me suck on her breast, but I really don't think that has anything to do with it.
How many times? Jesus Christ. Where were all these sitters when I was coming up? I got like the fat, pissed off dude from college who's like, hey, lights out. Let's go. I'm going to go in your folks' room and ransack the place looking for a Playboy. You go to bed.
Michelle, I swear you got that pot laugh. Really?
Come on. You're smoking weed, Michelle.
No, I'm not, I swear.
Okay.
All right. Is you're not that religious. You had a baby. How old was the babysitter that you sucked on when you were...
4 years older, so I guess around 13.
Is it possible that other weird stuff went on that you don't remember?
No.
All right. So what's up with you then?
I don't know. I just want to know if it's possibly because I don't...
Why is it...
very often? Would it increase if...
Why, in your estimation, haven't you had sex yet?
Because I'm waiting
for what?
The right person.
Mm.
Really?
Why hasn't the right person come along?
What happens?
Why hasn't he come along, or she? What?
I don't date. That's not really that important to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's the deal with women. And not with guys, but with women. Your emotions are connected to your nerve endings.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're shut down emotionally, then you're shut down physically.
Yeah.
If you can't feel anything emotionally, you can't feel anything physically.
Right, for one.
And you don't want to date, you don't want to get involved, you don't want to commit, you don't want to be vulnerable. So all that stuff translates into physical stuff. Because
right.
if the physical stuff felt good, then you'd miss it, then you'd have to get in a relationship, then you'd be vulnerable. Ooh.
Hey.
I should do this for a living. I'm really starting to catch on here. You know,
I've got to
compliment myself every once in a while.
I certainly wouldn't.
Squeeze through like a bar rag. I couldn't get a compliment out of
it. No way, Jose.
All right, so, Michelle?
Yes?
Check into all that. You're nuttier than you think. That's my message.
Are you on any medications?
Oh, thanks. No.
And no medical problems?
Hey, I'm driving home from a very prestigious job right now.
Oh, who cares?
Straight-minded, no to drugs.
Oh, what is your prestigious job, by the way?
I work in law enforcement.
Uh-oh. That scares me. What part of it?
Communications.
Oh, you answer the 911 calls?
Kinda.
All right. See? I know what that is. All right. Hey, Michelle?
Yes?
Do me a favor.
Yes.
First off, if anyone calls more than twice a year, you hang up on them. I don't like these people monopolizing the 911 lines. I got a very strong hunch that 90% of the calls to 911 are the same batch of a-holes, and they're repeating calls over and over. Michelle?
Yes.
Do you ever talk to the same person twice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 90% of the time, it's the same person.
Well, it's the same group.
Yeah.
It's the same group. And here's the thing. I have never called 911. Ever. Never. Never. I don't know how long
it's... If you need to, it'll be busy.
It'll be busy because some a-hole who's called for the 15th time this month because him and his wife are getting into it is going to be tying up the line. My cat had a heart attack. What should I do?
That one actually called tonight, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's cat had a heart attack?
Oh, every other night.
I swear to God.
Wait a minute.
Did someone call because their cat had a heart attack?
No, that's not exactly what they called about.
No.
Okay.
Well, what was it?
Well, you get people who are a little off and, you know, they think their cats are talking to
okay.
them.
Okay, all right, I'll tell you. Listen to me. When I'm in charge, here's what's going to go down. I'm going to have cops, and then I'm going to have what I call janitors. Mop-up crew. And, you know, we're gonna go like, we're going to need a cleanup on Mockingbird Lane, 11752. And they're going to go over there and they're just going to mop up. These are people that are monopolizing the goddamn system. I swear to God, I'm going to be getting sodomized in my basement by a gang of thugs who have broken into my house. And that 911's going to be booked up because these idiots are calling for the fifth time in one night. I want cops to... I'm telling you, if you go to a house more than twice in a year, I want the third time I want a bullet in someone's head. I don't... Drew, where are you going?
Wrap up your diatribe. I got to call the hospital.
You can't wait 35 seconds?
Unacceptable.
Come on. Have an ounce of professionalism. All right, who are you calling?
Hospital.
What do they want?
That's... I got
to
find out.
All right, well, let's just hang out and see what they're doing.
No, come on.
Let's talk to Filter. Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We're getting entertained here.
Yeah, we are. This is...
Oh, it's an education. Let's see if Drew got through the hospital yet. Drew, you through?
I am.
Okay. You can't wait till the commercial break?
You told me to call.
When did I tell you to call?
Call, don't call.
Did I tell you to call?
That's what I understood you to say to me.
When you were sitting down?
No.
Of course. Well, now you're standing up by the phone, of course. All right, we'll take a little break. Filter's here. Drew is on the phone doing every job but the one he should be doing. And we'll be back after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Twin Cities men and women, are you looking to meet someone special without all the pressure or stigma of a bar or club scene? Well, there's a new way to meet singles in our area. Introducing Minneapolis Night Encounters. It's not a dating service. Night Encounters is a fun, inexpensive way to talk to local men and women from the Twin Cities and the surrounding suburbs. Simply dial in, record a description of yourself, then browse the menu to hear who else is on the line. Plus, men get a 30-minute free trial. And women call for free. Listen in, exchange messages, or talk live to local men and women 24 hours a day. It's absolutely discreet, confidential, and most of all, fun. So call tonight, 612-971-6077. Night Encounters, the fun way to talk to local Twin Cities singles. Call now. New friends are waiting to meet you tonight. 612-971-6077. Men get a 30-minute free trial, and women call for free. Let Night Encounters make this the night you'll never forget. 612-971-6077.
Picture this. You found your dream job. Finally, you can use your creativity to make an impact and make money doing it. You got here by completing the Visual Communications Program at Brown Institute. At Brown Institute, you learn hands-on computer and production skills, including print, animation, and video. You learn industry-current software such as Illustrator, Director, Photoshop, and Quark Express. As a graduate of Brown Institute, you have the opportunity to work for ad agencies, design studios, publishers, even TV stations. If you can picture all of this, then stop dreaming and make it your reality. Call Brown Institute today at 1-800-627-6966. If you look at the world differently, have design ability, and see how images, colors, and textures work together, then you could earn an Associate in Applied Science degree in as little as 18 months from Brown Institute. Call 1-800-627-6966 or 1-800-6-BROWN-6 for a free brochure. Or check out their website at browninstitute.com. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Don't just picture it, make it happen.
John and Jen again for Audio King Car Audio. And for some reason, we're standing inside our huge main warehouse. Okay, Johnny, what gives?
It's time for our big open box sale.
Oh, the open box sale.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Hello, any car audio gear that's already been opened is now 10% off.
Oh, really? So I can just pop open any old box here and boom, it's 10% off?
No, we don't open the boxes.
Well, who gets to open them then?
No one. It's just a name we use for perfectly good return, discontinued, or open box car audio components.
Marketing strikes again.
Bingo. Plus, we've got Fosgate in-dash CD players, normally $249, now just $149. With free installation.
$149?
Yes, or select Pioneer in-dash CD players are now just $159 and we'll install it free too.
That's insane!
I know, so remember, the big open box sale is happening as we speak at Audio King.
Open box sale, I could have thought of that.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Audio King, the only place to go for serious car audio.
The Norton Clinic MS-150 bike tour is June 9th through the 11th. Ride from Duluth to the Twin Cities with 25,000 cyclists on the longest paved trail in the nation. Register by March 10th and receive a free in-training t-shirt. Support the MS Society and help bring an end to the devastating effects of multiple sclerosis. To register for the Norton Clinic 150 bike tour or for more information about multiple sclerosis, visit MS150.com or call 1-800-FIGHT-MS.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105 and these are the Zone Files. Former Cheers for Fears frontman Kurt Smith will make an appearance in the upcoming indie film, The Private Public. Smith will play a college professor suffering from a midlife crisis. The movie also stars a bunch of former MTV Real World cast members. Smith also plans on contributing to the film's soundtrack. The Private Public starts shooting in April. The Zone Files from Vizzy.com because your business is online. And Alternative Classics Zone 105.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the 17th annual St. Patrick's Day Party at the Budweiser Heat tent in Bloomington. This year, it's four nights with four huge bands. On Saturday, March 11th, join Zone 105's own Brian Oak as he welcomes Tim Mahoney to the stage. The tent opens at 6 p.m., so make sure you get there early. Then, come on back on St. Patrick's Day and party with Martin Zeller. Four nights, four bands, one big St. Patrick's blowout. It's the 17th annual St. Patrick's Day Party at the Budweiser Heated Tent in Bloomington between Harold Chevrolet and Southtown Center. From Budweiser and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yes. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Gino and Steven are both here from Filter.
Hey there.
Title of record is the name of the CD, by the way. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Steven.
I said hello.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to say hi. This is Steve. No, this is Gino. That's Steve.
This is Steve.
Drew, what did the hospital say?
The emergency? No, somebody with constipation abdominal pain.
Uh-huh.
Do we happen to know?
You have to get up.
Here's what I need. I need one of those internet pagers.
Text pager.
That's what I've got to get to, so I could see and make a judgment about whether I should be getting. All I know is the hospital's calling me. I got to go. Got to call.
Yeah. Well, you call in a minute and a half, and 2 minutes.
But you don't call in 15, 20 seconds. What you don't know is I've got sometimes very, very sick people I'm worried about, and they call me. Hey, I'm just sitting here as opposed to worrying about it, and you know what I mean, not paying attention to the show because I'm concerned about what they're calling me about.
I see. But
see, growing up, I saw this every day.
Your dad's a doctor.
My dad is a doctor. Yeah. He'll get up at 1 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, you know, get up in the middle of dinner.
Oh.
He's got to take the call, you know, and it's just like...
Couldn't imagine.
Nuts. I have two brothers who are doctors, too.
I shut my ringer off when I go to bed at night because the idea that the phone may even ring is upsetting to me. I can't sleep.
What's the schedule? You're like on call for one day and then you're off?
No, I pretty much take most of my own call. I have a small practice, so I take it every day, 7 days a week when I'm here.
All right. Let's not destroy the entire show with Drew's practice.
There you go.
So we're going to hear something off of the new Filter CD. Just one second. Yeah, I think we'll take a quick call, though. And that call would be Larry at 16. Larry?
Yeah?
What's up?
Yeah, I was going to ask about butt plugs, but yeah. I just was thinking.
Oh, shut up. Wolf,
eject on Larry.
19. I'll put Larry on hold for another hour.
He is qualified
for letting you down about not talking about butt plugs?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that's what this was about.
I saw that tear forming in the corner of the eye.
You're lucky. You guys are all lucky I'm still in denial about this. Larry will be back with his butt plug. I know it.
Drew's going to step out to make a call and connect up with Larry out there.
Feel some butt plug calls.
Wolf, what's going on? Wolf.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening, Holmes?
Oh, man. My girlfriend's got a bladder infection, right?
Right.
And she thinks it's my fault.
Well, do you have sex with her?
Yeah.
It is your fault.
What? I don't know how that happened.
Well, if you're, the pressure you apply to her pelvis pushes bacteria up into her bladder.
Oh, man.
It used to be called honeymoon cystitis.
Right.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Now it's called roofie cystitis. It's a different society we're living in.
Oh, man.
Drew got that at 10 minutes after.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, it's all your fault. Well, here's the good news. You can blame your penis. It's not your fault.
Well, I
make sure she gets treated, because this can be very serious if it gets up into the kidneys.
Now, what's the difference between a bladder infection and a urine infection?
Same thing. Yeah.
All right.
But the problem is what people mistake is a kidney infection and a bladder infection.
That's
kidney.
My man mayonnaise.
I see. Wow.
Did he play that or did you play that?
He did that.
Was that him? Hey, Wolf?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Well, say it again.
That's a main mayonnaise.
What?
Wow. Sounds like
one of the chips.
Sped up, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a sample there, pal.
All right, let me hear that against Snoop's one. Do you have that?
That's my main mayonnaise.
That's my rap name, fellas. I'm down with all the colors. Right, Drew?
The what?
The colors. Of the rainbow.
I see.
I mean all the nationalities. Yeah. I mean the colors.
Yeah. So Drew, is it a wise tale that cranberry juice is a good cure?
No, cranberry juice, it's not a cure. Once you got an infection, that's pretty much it. You got to get it treated at that point. But cranberry juice and the way it adjusts the pH in the urine and the flow of volume through the bladder will decrease the risk.
Yeah.
But most of them, they get this recurrently. It's a mess. They have to get antibiotics kind of all the time, every time they have sex. And that.
That's why.
Sorry, my friend.
All right. Should we hear something from
him? That's why you don't have sex.
Why? Because I don't want to bring this kind of pain on women?
Right.
That's right. I don't think my penis is long enough to push things up. You know what I mean?
Or just to push, period.
I see it as you know, I could see myself...
They have hair extensions. Maybe they have penis extensions.
I could see myself getting just past the hairline and into the actual vagina, but not pushing anything, up. You know all those parts in there that get jiggled around? No. It's kind of like... You know how when you're a kid, you thought you could get a candy bar out of a vending machine, so you slid your hand up the trap there and you're feeling around, but you never could quite get to the Snickers bar?
That's why you knock the machine over, and then they fall down, and then you can
slide
free rein.
Is that a euphemism for rape or something? All right. Why don't you make another phone call, because we're going to hear something from Filter.
Gross.
Oh, and by the way, before we hear the Filter song, I may want to... bring this up. The Man Show is on Comedy Central right now.
And, whatever.
I'm going to give the phone number out for the Man Show.
Is this a new one or a repeat?
It's brand new if you haven't seen it before. Would you shut up, Drew? This is the... I'm giving the number out for the trampoline cattle call when we come back,
more
by the way.
Yeah.
But now let's get to the business of Filter, and this is called Take a Picture. Filter off of title of record. That's a good song. I didn't know that was you guys. I've been hearing the song on the radio and enjoying it, and I didn't know who the hell I was.
That's us.
All right, everybody. That's Filter. Dr. Drew's over there. I'm Adam Carolla. Gene and Steven are both here. And let me give the Man Show Trampoline Cattle call. we gotta get chicks out to this thing, Drew. It's very important. 323. It's the phone number you call for this Saturday. 323-769-5538. And I'll be giving that out before the night is through. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Danielle, there's the Man Show on over there. Are we in a commercial? No, it's on.
Unacceptable.
All right.
Commercial.
Oh, it's like a commercial. Wait, it's on now. All right. We're going to watch that. We'll be back after this.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Twin Cities men and women, are you looking to meet someone special without all the pressure or stigma of a bar or club scene? Well, there's a new way to meet singles in our area. Introducing Minneapolis Night Encounters. It's not a dating service. Night Encounters is a fun, inexpensive way to talk to local men and women from the Twin Cities and the surrounding suburbs. Simply dial in, record a description of yourself, then browse the menu to hear who else is on the line. Plus, men get a 30-minute free trial, and women call for free. Listen in, exchange messages, or talk live to local men and women 24 hours a day. It's absolutely discreet, confidential, and most of all, fun. So call tonight, 612-971-971. 6077. Night Encounters, the fun way to talk to local Twin Cities singles. Call now. New friends are waiting to meet you tonight. 612-971-6077. Men get a 30-minute free trial, and women call for free. Let Night Encounters make this the night you'll never forget. 612-971-6077.
Picture this. You found your dream job. Finally, you can use your creativity to make an impact and make money doing it. You got here by completing the Visual Communications Program at Brown Institute. At Brown Institute, you learn hands-on computer and production skills, including print, animation, and video. You learn industry-current software such as Illustrator, Director, Photoshop, and Clark Express. As a graduate of Brown Institute, you have the opportunity to work for ad agencies, design studios, publishers, even TV stations. If you can picture all of this, then stop dreaming and make it your reality. Call Brown Institute today at 1-800-627-6966. If you look at the world differently, have design ability, and see how images, colors, and textures work together, then you could earn an Associate in Applied Science degree in as little as 18 months from Brown Institute. Call 1-800-627-6966 or 1-800-6-BROWN-6 for a free brochure. Or check out their website at browninstitute.com. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Don't just picture it. Make it happen.
John and Jen again for Audio King Car Audio. And for some reason, we're standing inside our huge main warehouse. Okay, Johnny, what gives?
It's time for our big open box sale.
Oh, the open box sale.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Hello, any car audio gear that's already been opened is now 10% off.
Oh, really? So I can just pop open any old box here and boom, it's 10% off?
No, we don't open the boxes.
Well, who gets to open them then?
No one. It's just a name we use for perfectly good return, discontinued, or open box car audio components.
Marketing strikes again.
Bingo. Plus, we've got Fosgate in-dash CD players, normally $249, now just $149 with free installation.
$149?
Yes, or select Pioneer in-dash CD players are now just $159 and we'll install it free, too.
That's insane!
I know. So remember, the big open box sale is happening as we speak at Audio King.
Open box sale? I could have thought of that.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Audio King, the only place to go for serious car audio.
The Norton Clinic MS-150 bike tour is June 9th through the 11th. Ride from Duluth to the Twin Cities with 25,000 cyclists on the longest paved trail in the nation. Register by March 10th and receive a free in-training t-shirt. Support the MS Society and help bring an end to the devastating effects of multiple sclerosis. To register for the Norton Clinic 150 bike tour or for more information about multiple sclerosis, visit MS150.com or call 1-800-FIGHT-MS.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Gino and Steven are both here from Filter. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's hop back on the phones and speak to Joe, who's 20. Joe?
Hello?
Hello, Joe.
Hey, I wanted to know, I've been going out with this girl. She's like 50 years old, and she's my neighbor.
Girl?
What's that?
Girl?
Yeah, well, she's my neighbor.
Yeah. Well, you don't become a young lady until 65, 70.
But it's also interesting that just because of proximity, it's his best friend. It's a girl.
Right.
So she's a neighbor.
She's 50.
The girl next door.
Yeah, girl.
Right.
She's loving you, man.
And you met her because you were part of the Meals on Wheels program.
No. She's part of, like, a friend of the family.
Mm-hmm.
She's not bad looking at all for a 50-year-old.
Right.
But the thing is, she wants us to be seen in public now.
Yeah. She wants to be a couple.
Yeah. Well,
did she just get out of a divorce or something?
No, she's never been married. That's the thing.
Did she just get out of a bad relationship or anything?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Because most, in our experience, women that are more mature, who suddenly start dating very young men, often are coming back from some bad experience.
Yeah, but on the other hand, she's 50. She's never been married.
Yeah.
Is this her house she's living in?
Yeah, she has her own house. I mean, she's...
Did she buy it or did her parents kick off?
No, she has her own house. I mean, she's, like, financially stable and everything, you know.
Right. And you're, what, living at home?
Yeah.
And so your parents are friends with her because you guys have been neighbors for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And what is, she sounds a little shaky. Why do you think she's never been married?
I just, you know, I never asked.
You know what I like about Joe? He doesn't sweat the details.
He doesn't sweat the details
so
at all.
So, how long have you lived in the house that you're in, Joe?
About 4 years.
And she's always been your neighbor?
Yeah.
And when did the sexual relationship fire up between you two?
About 3 months ago.
Uh-huh. And how did that happen? She fell down and couldn't get up, and you went over there, or what happened?
No, the thing was, I was cutting your yard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he had his shirt off. He was mowing the lawn. She was like, come on in here, honey.
You want some iced tea?
There you go. That was quick.
Let me show you how I squeezed the lemon.
Yeah, there you go.
I've
been doing this for a long time, honey.
You started up with her, and now she wants to turn it into more of a relationship, and you guys start going out, right?
Well, we're sort of like in a relationship, but she wants to be seen in public, and
right.
I'm not sure if I should
That's not really a relationship when you don't want to be seen in public.
What do you think her parents are dead, but what do you think your parents would think if they knew about this?
I'd probably freak out or kick me out or something.
Right.
Well, I'm going to kick you out, but I'll tell you what. If you can, you either need to extricate yourself from this and stop seeing her, or... I have like a heart-to-heart with her. It's like, hey, what are we doing here? You know, this is not 20.
Yeah, what is being seen in public together with us?
She wants to start having a real relationship with her.
Like
presenting
they go to the store and shop together.
Or they go to parties together and stuff as a couple, maybe. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
What does she do for a living?
She's a bank clerical thing.
Uh-huh. And you don't want to go out and be seen with her?
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Are you scared that your parents will find out, or that your friends, or what are you scared of?
Well, my sister and a couple of my friends know that we're kind of like messing around.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want, Tulare's like a real small town, and I just don't want people to know,
Right. I understand. All right, well, maybe I have to break things up, but Joe, maybe you should be going out with the, younger women in their 40s and 30s.
I think be honest with her. Just think, hey, this is ridiculous.
Just
chalk it up to a little funny experience growing up and move on.
Yeah, it'll be one of those good stories that sickens your wife 5 years from now, You'll make the mistake of having a few beers and telling them how you're banging a 50-year-old neighbor. Don't worry, your wife will weave that into every conversation and every argument.
But now, careful. I mean, this poor woman who is getting an attachment to this guy. And,
right.
And he needs to stop before it gets out of control.
That is the beauty of being a woman. You women complain a lot about being women, but only women can see a guy like mowing their lawn and go, hey, come here.
Yeah? Pull him right in.
Get down there. Get busy. Why? You're still on the clock. Oh, okay. Hey, turn your hat backwards, would you?
The guys don't actually stop and say why, do they?
No.
They don't even take that beat.
No, I mean, a 50-year-old woman, a guy can be 20 mowing the lawn, so I can get in here.
This is her fantasy, man.
Yeah,
these are like archetypal fantasies, aren't they? Yeah, the older woman.
Hey, our fantasy just be get a woman to mow the lawn. Forget about sex.
50-year-old woman to mow the lawn.
What name is that? Lara? Lara? Is it? What?
Lara.
Lara?
Yeah.
Is that like Laura?
Sort of.
But Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my uncle from Philadelphia would pronounce Laura.
God, I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow, and I was thinking about that guy we had driving the car for us in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did a lot of talking. What was he? What was his... Oh, man, the guy drove the town car, was toting us all over town. He was
to Maryland,
about 5'4". He went about 325. He was explaining his diet regimen, which is always funny when real big fat guys are explaining the diet regimen. And the other thing is he'd start every sentence with, listen, it's none of my business, but how big's your Johnson? Whenever
it's out of everybody's business, I don't ask anybody anything.
Right. But you and your wife, what can I put you down for? Twice a week? I mean, whenever someone starts a sentence with, listen, I ain't one of these Budinskis, but then it's a very prying question is what comes out of their mouth. It's right up there with when someone says, I'd like to help, that means you'll get no help. Zero help. The people that announce they'd like to, you'll get nothing out of them. All right, Lara, you're 15. What's up?
Well, I wanted to ask two questions. One really quick. My friend is pregnant, and the doctors told her that if her boyfriend is giving her oral sex, that if he blows, it can hurt the baby or kill the baby. Is that true?
Well, I suppose there's a theoretic chance that it's also going to hurt her.
How old is she?
She's 17.
Beautiful.
Where
are you calling from?
I want to blow her up like a balloon, you know.
Where are you calling from, Lars?
Homewood.
Homewood?
Yeah.
Homewood, what state?
Illinois.
Yeah. So maybe your name really is Laura. You know what I'm saying?
No, people don't screw up their names in that state.
They don't do a Laura?
No.
But what I mean is...
Oh, that they're pronouncing
if her
Laura,
name is
Laura,
is technically Laura, but everyone calls, hey, Laura, come here. Well, maybe it just turned into Laura.
It's spelled L-A-R-A.
Yeah, because your parents said, well, why let's save the argument. Yeah. You know, just go with the flow. All right, so... your 17-year-old friends, somebody told her that if it's performing oral sex,
there's also a theory that you can create an air embolism into the pelvic veins, which I think it's been reported once.
No, it's not going to kill it.
What's your other question?
Well, I was going out with someone, and I broke up with him because I cheated on him with another guy. And the other guy, you know, we had talked, and we just, like... I liked him, and I told him that, and he told me he liked me or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say we were kind of seeing each other.
This is the guy you had cheated with.
Yeah.
Not cheated on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the question?
Well, he's kind of pressuring me into sex, like, really soon.
Yeah.
And I don't usually have sex this soon, but...
How old is this guy?
18.
You're 15?
Don't do it.
How many guys you slept with?
Don't do it. Don't let him pressure you.
Huh?
Don't let him pressure you.
How many guys you been with?
Two.
All right. Well, slow down.
You'll be very unhappy if you do this. Really.
But he says, like, he's like, we're really good friends, you know? And...
If he's a good friend, he'll listen to you.
What is this, friends with benefits? And I'm like, you know, is there going to be a relationship out of this? And, he's saying, like, he likes me and everything, but he doesn't know yet because he works all the time, which he does.
Yeah.
And he works from 7 o'clock at night till 7
o'clock. All right, he's making excuses already. How about when
I know, I was thinking about that, but there's other things that make me think that he really does like me.
Well, then give him a little time and let him show you that.
Don't have sex.
You've got good instincts.
Yeah, that's what he said. I told him he was making me uncomfortable the other day at my friend's house because I was saying, you know, it feels like you just...
Hey, Laura, you know what? You don't need us.
Just
seriously, you're doing right.
Don't do it. And don't get drunk with him.
She smells a rat.
Yeah. Stay out of his van.
I mean...
What does he drive?
I want to have sex.
Shut up. What kind of car does he drive?
A Mustang.
All right. Stay out of it.
You want to have it if there's a relationship attached to it. You don't want to have it if he's not going to be there when it's all over.
Yeah. All right. All right there, Lara.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep your legs crossed. All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay.
Okay. Fantabulous. We're going to take ourselves a little time out. When we come back, we'll speak to Larry, who we spoke to briefly about 45 minutes ago. He has a butt plug question. We'll hope to get to that after this.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Zone 105 is the Twin Cities Concert Pipeline. At last, the new tour. Oasis. Live with songs off their latest CD, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, and all your favorites. Their long-awaited 2000 tour. Saturday, April 15th at the State Theater. The best of Oasis. Then and now. Special guest, Travis. Tickets will go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. Available at all Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervyn's, and Rainbow Foods. Charge by calling Ticketmaster at 989-5151 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, April 15th at the State Theater. Oasis, a clean water fund event.
Recently, we threw a question out to the general public. What does the L in the new Saturn L series stand for? We got very colorful responses.
Laser. I bet it's laser.
Luscious. Well, I guess that's not a car term, is it?
Should be long.
Or longitude. The Saturn Longitude series. That works.
Latest. That's it.
How about laudatory? No one uses that word.
Are you sure it's not laser? Well, we figured we better get the word out. The L in the new Saturn L series simply stands for large. The Saturn L series is larger, roomier, more comfort, more power. And like all Saturns, it comes with dent-resistant panels, a money-back guarantee, and a surprisingly affordable price.
Lovely. It should be the Saturn Lovely series.
Large. The L is for large. Come see the new Saturn L series now. Lease for $199 a month. Saturn LS1 with air, AM, FM, CD, power windows and locks, keyless entry, and more. 39-month, 39,000-mile lease with $28.43 on delivery. No security deposit.
Hello?
Yeah, Pizza Luce.
Brian Hope.
Mary Lucia.
Brian, you called me at home.
What are you doing working at Pizza Luce? Listen, we're having a big party over here. We need to order some pizzas to be delivered. And listen, I know that this is the new 32nd Lindale location of Pizza Luce. That's so cool that you're working there.
Brian, what are you on? You called me at home. I think we're both on the speed dial, Lucia and Luce.
Now, they've got the same menu at the new Pizza Luce there in Uptown that they do at Downtown, don't they? All the same great classic pizzas, salads, appetizers, all that deal?
I don't know. You'd have to call them at 827-5978.
Listen, Mary, the only reason I ever called Pizza Luce is gourmet pizza, casual prices. They've had the best pizza voted by City Pages, best pizza in the Twin Cities for 4 years running.
Brian, are you driving tonight?
So cool that you work there. Hey, you know, did you notice that your last name is Lucia and they're called Pizza Luce? You should work something out with that.
Well, maybe I should call Oak and Things to see if I can't get some dinette set furniture and call you at home at 2 a.m. Brian, I'm hanging up. I'll talk to you Monday.
Hey, I wanted to ask her about the downtown location. They've expanded. They have cocktails. It's a bigger, better Pizza Luce. Shoot.
In today's world, it seems so many companies add a lot of fine print to their guarantees. I'm Tom Shane, and the guarantee we give every single customer at the Shane Company really is simple. We guarantee your purchase for life for free. Some jewelers try and sell extended warranties. We don't operate that way. I feel that if you trust us enough to buy from us to begin with, we're responsible for it, so you're fully covered. Total satisfaction for your lifetime. The Shane Company's philosophy puts the emphasis on the customer, not on any given sale. We want our customers happy with us. We want them to be customers for life, and also hope they'll recommend us to their friends. By guaranteeing your purchase for life, for free, you know we'll treat you right.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Sean 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Why, what's that?
Come on, it's a not day for my wedding.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Oh, yeah. That's how you get it done, Drew. All right, Bloodline, we'll take a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be right back after this.
This is Bloodline on Radio Station.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Is my mic on? Worked like a charm. It worked like a charm. Oh. Kind of right up the first class.
Huh? That's very funny.
It is Loveline. Gino and Steven are both here from Filter. Title of records, the name of the CD. We're just talking about one of the times.
One of the many times
I got loaded. We're getting on an airplane to go do Jenny Jones. We're supposed to fly first class. There was a little mix-up. I was in coach, and I started heading home.
It's screaming at buddy and heading home.
No, I was glad. I was like, good. I'm going to get back into bed. I'm going to forget all about this nightmare. And I should have, too. Sons of bitches. You know what happened? I got to tell
you
a story.
First class, you can't go back.
No. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I want to fly the plane now. That's my old thing. I keep moving up.
I want to sleep in the cockpit.
Here's what happened. boy, do I hate this business. This is a couple of years ago now, right?
Yeah, maybe 3 years ago.
We're going to do two Jenny Jones love lines back-to-back. Me and Drew are just going to sit up on stage and field questions for an hour, two shows back-to-back. We get out of this show at midnight. I get home about 12:30. By the time I'm done having at myself and... and my Santeria. By the time I get done with the chickens and everything, it's like 1:30. I don't go to bed until 2. I just can't do it. And to get out to Chicago and do the Jenny Jones show at 3 o'clock with the time difference and blah blah blah, we have like a 6:45, 7 o'clock flight, which meant went to bed at 2 and got up at 5:15 to get out to LAX. So I wasn't in any condition. I was going to sleep on the plane. But I said to the Jenny Jones folks, "Here's the deal. I'm going to come into town. I'm going to be so tired. I'm not even going to be able to see straight. It's going to be hard to do 2 one-hour shows when I'm completely out of it. Is the hotel nearby? Because we could go. Oh, yeah. You remember this one, Drew?
Yes.
We could go from O'Hare in Chicago. I'll go straight to the hotel, grab a shower. All I need is 45 minutes, maybe an hour. I'll just stretch out. I'll lie down. And then you just come get me when you're ready to go. And I don't need much prep. Drew, as you know, for this show or any show just about, I only need about 10 minutes, and I'm ready to rock and roll. It'd be much more important for me to get a little bit of sleep, get my bearings straight, because I won't even know where I am. And they said, that's impossible. You have to go right from the airport to the Jenny Jones studio because they're going to be ready to rock and roll. We'll not have time.
You're barely going
to the hotel's
it.
Too far. We won't have time to go to the hotel and then come get you and bring you over here. We're going to be ready to go. So I said, all right, well, where's the hotel? Hey, it's out of the way. Yeah,
no way. Impossible. We've looked into it. We're going in here.
So, okay, so we get to Chicago at, I don't know, 1:30. We get to the Jenny Jones studio at, 2:15. And we're not doing our first show until like 4:15, 4:30. I sleep on the floor of the green room for the worst hour and a half of my life while people are walking in and stepping over me. I'm not on a cot. I don't have a pillow or anything. I just sprawl out on the floor. And Jenny Jones' interns are like coming in. Sorry, Miss Grohl, flip the light on. We need you to sign this. Thank you. All right. Then step back over me and go back out.